importance, for the future soon becomes the present and then vanishes into the past. We hear a voice that beckons us onward, urging us to attain our ideals. It is the voice of our conscience, guiding us to live a life of virtue. It is the voice of the future, leading us on to higher goals. It is a voice of hope, telling us to try again when all else has failed. We also have our vision for the future, the hope of a better life, a life with wider horizons and higher mountains. Our challenge is to follow the voice and the vision. How do we face this challenge? God left for mankind a challenge on earth. God could have finished his creation, but instead, he left it as an unfinished world to inspire us, to intrigue us, to make us think and experiment and venture. He left the music unsung and the poetry undreamed. He left the wisdom to be gained, the knowledge to be discovered, and the future to be conquered. This generation has much to accomplish. It also possesses the tools with which to work. Youth, intelligence, enthusiasm, and zeal. With these tools, we can go out into the world, seeking beyond the present frontiers, new causes to uphold, and new purposes to champion. This challenge is not distant. In our world of confusion and turmoil, men are fighting for their freedom. They are also fighting for equality of opportunity. Continuously we hear of war, of peace marches, and of campus riots. We see slums and other results of ignorance and poverty. We must fight against the evils and injustices which plague our world. Fortunately, we are also willing to fight for the ideals and causes which we have seen in our vision. Thus, youth needs to unite its strength in the fight for truth and freedom, for justice and peace. How will we respond to the challenge of the voice and the vision? We first need to understand ourselves. We need to know what our purposes are. We need to overcome our ignorance. Will Rogers once said, "We are all ignorant. We are just ignorant about different things." These are words that make a man smile, then bow his head a moment, and then finally stand taller. For these words give him courage, even as they make him humble. These words, like many of life's experiences, show us that we have much to learn and to accomplish. Such wisdom then lifts us up in eagerness and in hope that we will learn something about the great deal we do not know. Our challenges are before us. With what do we face tomorrow's world? We have neither fame, nor power, nor success, but we do have hope. We will always seek a light beyond the horizon, and we will always listen for a voice from beyond the hills. And we will follow the voice and the vision. But when we reach them, beyond the horizon is a new voice, and in our ears a new voice. In these lie our hopes and our dreams for the future. We intend that the future find us and the world better for the visions that have called us and for the visions that have guided us. Thus, we shall confidently face the dawn of a new day, and we shall strive to follow the voice and the vision.
Most of you will succeed, will graduate, and continue with your education. Some of you will fail, but decision is, in the long run, your own choice. The teachers cannot learn for you. You do your own learning. The advantages individually remain the same for all.
Help is always available through advisors, counselors, instructors, and mechanical aids and tools, a well-equipped library, and the administration. Take advantage of that help. Familiarize yourself with every aid and tool. Reconcile yourself to the fact that you're here to study, to learn, to grow, and that you'll have no fear of failure. Expose yourselves to the great mind of the past. Have an awareness of the world and learn to appreciate nature and the values that set forth by our standards and heritage. In the final analysis, college is primarily an intellectual experience. Training is involved. Vocation is not negligible. Social participation must be lively and interesting. Physical activity must be vigorous. Nevertheless, the central objective of college is the cultivation of the life of the mind, and we must make that our foremost aim. Who are you? You are a student, a young man or woman for whom a whole college, a whole program of learning exists.
We're having a little squeaking somewhere. But in this one instance, it says the Tolliver County Sheriff said that 7 Ku Klux Klan black shirts were arrested on charges of forcing a Negro farmer off a road near here yesterday. And this was dated in 1965, attempting to beat him and pointing shotguns and pistols at him. Sheriff said the farmer had not taken part in recent demonstrations in the area. In fact, the sheriff said, and I quote, he's just a good old darkie, unquote. What about these reports?
Well, let's bring up the Gray report first. Now, I understand, of course, I don't, my investigation revealed that this man operated a little theater down there, and he was going broke in his theater, and he created an incident there that would bring publicity to him to try to get more people coming to his theater and so forth. But of all of the acts of violence that you find contributed to the white person in the state of Georgia in the last 2 years, I feel that you could pick up your morning paper, the Atlanta newspaper, which I don't agree with all the time, and you'll find more acts of violence against the white person in the last 24 hours than you can contribute to a racial issue in the last 4 or 5 years. It seemed like it's open season by some of these Negro citizens of Atlanta to rape white women in our city. It's got so bad that a white man or a white woman cannot walk down the street in safety any longer. But of course you hear of no condemning of these acts by our so-called political leaders, by our local civic leaders. And I feel that that much of this put out by the Southern Regional Council is untrue, because I know the background of the Southern Regional Council, and I do not agree. That's all they are. They are here strictly for one purpose, to expose any little element of wrongdoing against anyone. If they figure that they can get a racial issue involved in it, then that's all they're looking for.
Well, what about this Tolliver incident, the black shirts? Who, what are the black shirts?
Well, I don't have any knowledge of the black shirts. They're certainly not involved with the United Klans of America, because we don't allow any black shirts. I don't even know what they are to begin with.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, is this occurring in Georgia by the Klan? Are Klansmen intimidating and using violence in some cases?
They are not. You might remember this. This is a good illustration. Every time a person's arrested, they, particularly if he's a Negro, if the police, he can pull out a knife and attempt to cut that policeman. He can